NPR's business news starts with efforts to reopen the skies in Europe. All those canceled flights have cost European airlines hundreds of millions of dollars. Even though airports in a few countries are reopening, the big ones are still grounded. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, some European airlines are accusing safety officials of overreacting to the volcanic ash.
Almost 7 million travelers have been stopped in their tracks by the closure of the busiest airspace in Europe. Air traffic authorities maintain it's too infested with volcanic granules for planes to fly through without damage and danger. But a rash of test flights by major airlines over the weekend sailed through parts of the ash cloud with no apparent problems, the companies say, leading representatives of the airlines and airports to call for an urgent reassessment of the flying bans. Robert O'Mara of Airports Council International Europe agrees with air safety authorities. The situation is unprecedented, but not the eruption, their reactions.
There have been volcanic eruptions in other parts of the world. It hasn't resulted in 80% of a continent being shut down airspace-wise.
European Union transport ministers hold an emergency meeting later today via video conference, since they're mostly grounded, to determine how to proceed. But Transport Commissioner Siim Kallas rejects criticism they've been too careful.
Safety is a main priority for our aviation policies. How this situation must be assessed and could be assessed, this is a question of experts and not political interference.
The Airports Council insists it's not suggesting lives be put at risk, just that risk be put into proportion. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.